Random House Audiobooks presents How to Know God by Deepak Chopra, read for you by the author.
How to Know God, The Soul's Journey into the Mystery of Mysteries. God has managed the amazing feat of being worshipped and invisible at the same time. Although it doesn't seem possible to offer a single fact about the Almighty that would hold up in a court of law, somehow the vast majority of people believe in God, as many as 96%, according to some polls. This reveals a huge gap between belief and what we call everyday reality. We need to heal this gap. What would the facts be like if we had them? They would be as follows. Everything that we experience as material reality is born in an invisible realm beyond space and time, a realm revealed by science to consist of energy and information. Something turns this chaos of quantum soup into stars, galaxies, rainforests, human beings, and our own thoughts. We will see that it is not only possible to know this source of existence, but to become intimate with it and at one with it. When this happens, we will have the experience of God. After centuries of knowing God through faith, we are now ready to understand divine intelligence directly. In many ways, this new knowledge reinforces what spiritual traditions have already promised. God is invisible and yet performs all miracles. God is the source of every impulse of love. Beauty and truth are both children of this God. In the absence of knowing the infinite source of energy and creativity, life's miseries come into being. Getting close to God through a true knowing heals the fear of death, confirms the existence of the soul, and gives ultimate meaning to life. Our whole notion of reality has actually been topsy-turvy. Instead of God being a vast imaginary projection, he turns out to be the only thing that is real, and the whole universe, despite its immensity and solidity, is a projection of God's nature. Those astonishing events we call miracles give us clues to the workings of this ineffable intelligence. We all know that a person can learn about life without religion. If I took 100 newborn babies and filmed every moment of their lives from beginning to end, it wouldn't be possible to predict that the believers in God will turn out happier, wiser, or more successful than the non-believers. Yet the video camera cannot record what is happening below the surface. Is this experience real? From the very beginning of religion in the West, it was obvious that God had some kind of presence, known in Hebrew as Shekhinah. Shekhinah formed the halos around angels and the luminous joy in the face of a saint. If God has a presence, that means he can be experienced. This is a huge point, because in every other way, God is invisible and untouchable. We personify God as a convenient way of making him more like ourselves. However, what could possibly give us confidence in any kind of benevolent spiritual being when thousands of years of religion have been so stained by bloodshed? We need a model that is both part of religion yet not bounded by it. Shaped like a reality sandwich, the following three-part scheme fits our common-sense view of God. God, transition zone, material world. Only the middle part of our scheme, called the transition zone, is new. A transition zone implies that God and humans meet on common ground. Somewhere, miracles take place, along with holy visions, angels, enlightenment, and hearing the voice of God. Materialist arguments against God remain powerful because they are based on facts, but they fall apart once you dive deeper than the material world. Dame Julian of Norwich lived in England in the 14th century. Dame Julian asked God directly why he had created the world. The answer came back to her in ecstatic whispers. "You want to know your Lord's meaning in what I have done? Know it well. Love was his meaning. Who reveals it to you? Love. What did he reveal to you? Love. Why does he reveal it to you? For love." For Dame Julian, God was something to eat, drink, breathe, and see everywhere, as though she were an infatuated lover. Yet since the divine was her lover, she was elevated to cosmic heights, where the whole universe was a little thing, the size of a hazelnut, lying in the palm of my hand. When saints go almost mad with rapture, we find their expressions both baffling and yet very understandable. Although we have all gotten used to the absence of the sacred, we appreciate that journeys into the transition zone, the layer closer to God, continue to happen. I don't believe saints and mystics are really so different from other human beings. God's presence, his light, becomes real if we can translate it into a response of the brain, which I call the God response.